Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That song was rife with the early traces of jazz. That was jazz violinist Mr. Eddie South with the classic tune Rose Room off a Jazz Greatest Hits compilation disc. The Louisiana-Missouri native was born way back in 1904 and was a classic violin prodigy who switched to jazz because of a limited set of opportunities for African-American musicians. He was heavily influenced on trips to Europe in his formative years, and he used those as a tapestry to develop his own unique sound, which is awfully nice. Welcome to a brand new episode of the show that we call Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the hometown of jazz creatures and many standards, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are here to give you the best of our musical collection, featuring musicians like Miles Davis, Charlie Mingus, Thelonious Sphere Monk, and many, many more. Arriving next on this music-filled episode of Neon Jazz is a staple of the early Kansas City sound. Here's pianist and composer Mr. Jay McShann with his orchestra giving you Crime Won't Make Me Stay.
Gonna be your low-down dog no more. Well, I ain't gonna be your low-down dog no more. I can get me a good gal most any place I go. Well, I walked all night, my feet got soaking wet. Well, I walked all night, my feet got soaking wet. I ain't found nobody looks like my baby yet. I'm gone, and crying won't make me stay. When I'm gone, and crying won't make me stay. The more you cry, farther I'm gone away.
like no woman with hair like drops of rain. Don't like no woman with hair like drops of rain. The gal I love got hair like a horse's mane. Well, it's one more thing, son, I want you to do. Well, it's one more thing, son, I want you to do. Make all these women sure take care of you.
Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That there was the Big T, or the Swingin' Gate, but better known as trombonist Jack Teagarden, with the 1920 song That's a Serious Thing. His style was largely self-taught, and he developed many unusual alternative positions and novel special effects over the years. He is usually considered the most innovative jazz trombone stylist of the pre-bebop era, and did much to expand the role of the instrument beyond the old tailgate style role of the early New Orleans brass bands. Chief among his contributions to the language of jazz trombonists was his ability to interject the blues, or that bluesy feeling, into most all of his pieces of music. Over his career, he recorded with the likes of Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, Big Spider Beck, Glenn Miller, and many, many more. Very influential musician on a lot of albums. This next song is a big departure from the 1920s and shows us how far we may have come and actually have in the jazz universe. Here's some Bossa Novavi with a nice, ultra-loungy tune.
This is Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was pianist and Pops conductor Peter Nero with his song, What Is This Thing Called Love? Nero recorded his first album in 1961 and won a Grammy Award that year for Best New Artist. Since then, he has received another Grammy, garnered 10 additional nominations, and has released a huge amount of albums, 67 to be exact. He is an active participant committed to many causes in the world, including the funding of school music programs, fundraising for the building of new art centers across the country, as well as research for cancer, dystonia, and autism. That's a classy guy who's also very talented. Here's likely the rawest dude to ever hit the jazz canvas. This is legendary bassist Charlie Mingus with the song All the Things You Are off a cool 1995 At the Bohemia album.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
There was the king of jazz, not self-proclaimed, but that's what he was called, Mr. Paul Samuel Whiteman, with the 1920s song San. The band leader and orchestral director was often seen as a controversial sort due to the label of jazz being applied to his music. The Paul Whiteman Orchestra introduced many jazz standards in the 20s, including Hot Lips, which was used in the 1985 Steven Spielberg movie The Color Purple, along with many other songs. No matter how you slice it, he was a huge influence on the jazz universe and deserves the credit he gets as an innovator. Here's a strong female vocalist keeping the modern jazz scene fresh. This is the very versatile North Carolina native Sandra Marlowe with the 2012 song Honeysuckle Rose.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Flowers droop and sigh when you're passing by, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose. I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle
everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
was composer and pianist Scott Joplin with the 1909 song Peacherine Rag, as done by Dick Hyman. Joplin achieved fame for his ragtime compositions and was later dubbed the King of Ragtime. During his brief career, he wrote 44 original ragtime pieces, one ragtime ballet, and two operas. One of his first pieces, the Maple Leaf Rag, became ragtime's first and most influential hit and has been recognized as a standard ever since. This is quite simply where piano began, as jazz knows it. This is a favorite around here on Neon Jazz, Mr. Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers with the 1961 song Ping Pong.
Yeah.
That was the great jazz pianist and master of improvisation, Leonard Joseph Tristano, with the 1955 song Love Lines. The Chicago native was highly influenced by the likes of Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, Nat King Cole, and Art Tatum. What a collection. And each of these show in his music. Following Lenny is one that had the most influence over his music. Mr. Charlie Parker teamed up with Dizzy Gillespie on the song Bloomdito. Thank you. was Puccini's Walk off a very impressive 2011 album called Further Explorations, featuring the great pianist Chick Corea, bassist Eddie Gomez, and the late Paul Motian. Good listening there, and a nice addition to your collection. Bringing us to the end of this episode of Neon Jazz is the great trumpeter Clark Terry, teamed up with the equally talented tenor saxophonist Paul Gonsalves with the 1957 song Caravan off their Daylight Express album. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the coolest cat in any radio universe, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. Tell us what you'd like to hear. Just let us know that you're listening. Our contact email address is neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.